This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. And now, a little history. In July of 1969, 528 million people tuned in to watch the moon landing. What they probably weren't thinking of during this historic moment was the work that went into building the spacesuits that allowed Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong to, you know, survive on the lunar surface. Temperatures on the moon can swing from a boiling nearly 400 degrees to a frigid negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit. Cassia St. Clair wrote about the technological feat behind those spacesuits and the tension, too, in her book, The Golden Thread, How Fabric Changed History.
If you're thinking about the majesty of getting human beings into space, the company that allowed this to happen, that created the spacesuits, may surprise you. They're known as Playtex, and famous for making women's underwear. There was a huge mismatch or culture clash between Playtex and NASA. At NASA, they very much didn't like the idea that there were traditional pattern-cutting techniques and seamstresses involved in the making of these spacesuits. They wanted their astronauts and they wanted the spacesuits to be the pinnacle of technological achievement. And there was something about the folksiness and in fact, you know, the humour of having Playtex involved that didn't sit very well. Some of the materials that were being commonly used in other Playtex items later came to be used in the Apollo 11 spacesuits. So, for example, during testing, when some of the astronauts were complaining that areas of the suits were chafing, Playtex, you know, had a solution. They found that they had some fluffy girdle liner that, you know, women use to stop their girdles chafing. And this was just put into the spacesuits. There was this sort of incredible tension throughout the 60s. You know, once Playtex had won the contract, there were several attempts to undercut them. And other companies were sort of invited to produce alternative suits that might be better than the Playtex ones. But the Playtex suits kept on coming up trumps. And in fact, it was their 21-layer A7L Omega suit that allowed humankind to walk on space for the first time in 1969.
We've got a series called I've Always Wondered, where you ask a question and we go and find an answer. Send us what you've been wondering. Our website is marketplace.org.